Hello?
Hey, Peggy, this is Landon with Lincoln Heritage. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Awesome. The reason I'm calling is because I saw you requested some information from us about our final expense plans, and I was just wanting to help you find what you were looking for. But was this information just for you, or for you and another loved one?
For me.
Okay. Well, what got you looking into final expense plans, Peggy?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I was...
No, that's fine. You're okay. What was the main reason that got you looking into final expense plans?
Well, I'm getting old. And a few years ago, my late husband passed away
and left my kids
holding the bag. We weren't living together, hadn't been for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So he had, you know, I didn't have any coverage on him, so we didn't have it anymore. Because when he went to live with somebody else, I quit paying everything.
Right. Yeah, I understand.
And, never took into consideration that was going to leave my kids holding the bag for it, but it did. And,
right. Well, now you want to make sure that you don't do the same thing.
Yes.
That's it. I understand. How many kids do you have?
Two
kids. And... are they both, grown?
Yes.
Okay, I got you. And what are their names?
The youngest one is 41, Jennifer
okay.
and Rebecca.
Jennifer and Rebecca. Two daughters.
Yes.
I got two daughters. I got a 7 and a 2-year-old.
Mm.
They're a handful. So we want to make sure that we're getting Jennifer and Rebecca covered. And so what would be the most important factor in finding your final expense plan?
Well, affordability is a big issue.
Okay.
I'm on a very limited income, and it seems like it becomes more limited every day.
Right.
And,
I understand.
After I pay the rent and the utility bills, there ain't much left.
That's right. I get that, too, and cost of everything else is going up. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, most of the people I talk to, they are on a fixed income, so... you know, what I want to do is I want to make sure that we work with you to find something affordable for you. So, now, and also, have you ever taken out a final expense plan before?
I have talked to people about it, but I haven't ever.
Just never pulled that trigger.
No, I have been ripped off by several companies that,
really?
I'll talk to their agent, and their agent will assure me that there's not going to be any cost, this and that and something else. And then the next thing you know is they want my debit card information, and then they're taking out premiums, but I don't have coverage.
Oh, that's
and then two
nice.
Or 3 months later, I'll get a letter that says that I don't meet their criteria or there's some reason why they can't cover me.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry that's happened to you, Peggy. I can assure you that Lincoln Heritage, we are legitimate. You can look us up on the – actually, I can send you the links if you want me to from the BBB, Better Business Bureau, how we are with AM Best, our financial rating. And in fact,
mm-hmm.
we would find out if you were qualified for a plan right now. We wouldn't wait, 3 months after taking your payment to see if you qualify. That's what we're going to find out today.
Okay.
No. And, well, let me ask you this. If you had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is finding a final expense plan to you and your family?
Well, it's very important to me.
Absolutely.
Of course, they tell me they'll be okay, but no. I've seen this before, and no, they won't.
Right. So we'll make sure they're taken care of. I commend you for that. That's awesome. That's how a parent should be, so you're doing the normal thing. And Peggy, my goal is to make sure that we find you a plan today that gets you and your family taken care of. And I know that might not happen, but I want to let you know that that is my goal. So now let me ask you this. Have you ever tested positive for HIV, AIDS, or been given 12 months to live?
No.
I didn't think so. And are you hospitalized, bedridden, in a care facility, or receiving hospice care?
No, I'm still at home.
Awesome.
I need my walker to get from point A to point B most days, but I'm still here by myself, just me and my kitty cat.
Just you taking care of things. I understand. That's cool. And then I got you on here as being 61 years young. Is that right?
Yep, that's me.
I got you. All right, Peggy. Well, good news. Based on that information alone, you can absolutely find a plane at Lincoln Heritage. So what I'm going to do is go over some of the features of your new plan. And if at any time you have any questions, feel free to put them out there, and I'll get you an answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. So first off, what we have is a whole life plan, which means that you'll be covered for your whole life. Your benefits are never going to go down, and your premiums are never going to increase on you. And also, Lincoln Heritage is the number one final expense company in the nation. And what that means is you're always going to get the best service. So we're going to be there for you, and if something happens to you, we're going to be there for your daughters. And whenever you call in, you're always going to talk to live people, so no robots. And most importantly, you're going to get me. And what I mean by that is I'm your agent. So if you ever have any questions or concerns, you won't have to go through 20 different people. All you got to do is reach out to me, and I'll make sure we get you taken care of, okay?
Well, that's awesome.
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you think so. It's you and me from here on out. So, you know, one of our best features is that all of our plans come with accidental death and dismemberment. And what that looks like for you is if you were to die in any unforeseen accident, and this could be something like a house fire, or if you were to slip in the shower and hit your head and that caused you to die, that's going to be an additional $40,000 that we pay out to Jennifer and Rebecca. And if you were to die in an, and you know, I'm so sorry, I forgot to ask you, did you want to grab a piece of paper and a pen maybe and write this, these numbers down?
Yeah, you're going to have to give me a minute, though. I've got paper, but I don't have a pen.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, I've got about 40 pens here, but none of them work.
I know how that goes. Oh, it's okay. You take your time. You let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Okay. I have pen and paper.
Awesome. All right. So, like I said, that first one, if you were to die in any unforeseen accident, which could be something like a house fire, that's going to be an additional $40,000 we pay out to Jennifer and Rebecca. And then if you were to die in an automobile accident, that's going to be an additional $80,000 that we pay out. And if you were to die in a common carrier accident, so, you know, any kind of public transportation, that's going to be an additional $160,000 that we pay out. And also,
oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am. If you were to die in an act of war or terrorism, that's also going to be an additional $160,000 we pay. And we also have a living benefit, which means if you were to lose a limb or your eyesight due to an accident, we'll pay you directly $20,000, and that's per occurrence. So say you lost both your legs in an accident, we're going to pay you $40,000. But I know you're very attached to your legs, and we're going to let you keep your legs. That's just how that payout would work.
That's good. I need those.
Yes, ma'am, you absolutely do. And also, if you ever find yourself 200 miles or more away from home and you were to die, we're going to cover up to $8,000 in expenses to have your remains brought back home. Then your family won't have to come up with those funds. So, now, did you have any questions about all that?
No, I think I understand that.
Awesome. But out of all those particular features that come with your plan, which one stood out to you the most?
Well, the common carrier and, you know, the $160,000 extra for, you know, war or act of terrorism and the common carrier thing. I think that's the best one or the $8,000 to bring you back home if something happens away from home. If either one of those could be number one.
Well, I'm glad you liked all those, and they do all come with your plan. I'm glad that you think that, you know, those are awesome. And, you know, all the advantages of your plan are going to revolve around the Funeral Consumer Guardian Society. And this is available to every plan we have, and no other company has them. And we call them our family support services. And these are the guys that are going to be there for Jennifer and Rebecca if you were to die. And they're going to help make the process of dealing with the funeral home easier. The first advantage they have is price matching, which means that on the day that you die, our family support services will call other funeral homes in your area to make sure that your family gets the best possible funeral for you at the best possible price. And on average, they're able to save families 30% on funeral costs. And another advantage is ensuring that your family doesn't overspend on a casket, because most caskets at funeral homes are overpriced. And so if they won't work with us and your daughters on the price, then we're going to find one outside of the funeral home, and by federal law, they have to accept it. And lastly, our family support services will actually review the contract for your family. You know, on the day that you die, that's going to be the hardest day of your daughter's lives. They may not want to look at any paperwork, so we'll do it for them just to make sure the funeral home isn't taking advantage of them by throwing in any kind of bogus fees. We'll never even discuss how much coverage you have with the funeral home. So does all that sound pretty good, Peggy?
Yep. Better have some big shoulders if you're going to keep Rebecca from falling on her face. So she's a mama's baby.
I got you. So she's gonna be wanting to handle things.
Yes.
Absolutely. And yeah, and you know these guys, they're just gonna be there in their corner just to make sure that everything goes smoothly, and everything's the way that you wanted it to be as well. So, I mean, Peggy, which one of those advantages about our family support services did you love the most?
Well, just the fact that they're gonna be there to help.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? The most important benefit we have is that we pay our claims out within 24 hours of receiving the death certificate, which is incredibly fast.
Okay, I have a question about that.
Yes, ma'am.
It can take quite some time to get the death certificate. When my father died in a nursing home under a doctor's care, it took us 3 weeks to get a death certificate.
Man, and it shouldn't be like that. They should be able to get it faster. Right. If that were to happen, I'm sorry, were you finished with that question?
Yes.
No, okay. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So if that were to happen, if there were to be some kind of hang up with the death certificate, then what could happen is your daughters could call me, or they could get in touch with our family support services, and we would make sure that death certificate, you know, we would find out where it is in the process, and tell them they need to speed things up so that way we can get that death certificate and get the funds that you left in place to your girls.
Okay.
So, yeah. And, you know, another benefit we have is pre-planning. So you'll get to make sure everything's taken care of so your daughters won't be burdened with trying to figure out what you might have wanted for your funeral. And what I mean by that is you'll receive some final wishes forms with your policy that you can sit down, you know, you can fill it out yourself or with your daughters, or you can even call me, and I'll help guide you through it. And these are just some final instructions that you can send back to me. And so if something were to happen to you, your daughters could call in, and we could get them those instructions, and then have a game plan to go by.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, Peggy, on top of everything I just told you, on the day that you die, the only thing that your daughters are going to have to do is pick up the phone and call us, and everything will be taken care of. How does that make you feel?
Well, that's a good thing.
Awesome. I'm glad you liked it. Well, let's see what kind of plans you do. Were you going to say something?
No, I'm just kind of thinking out loud. I'm thinking about they will both be absolutely, they don't, especially the oldest one, don't think she needs Mama anymore, but when Mama's gone, she's going to change her mind real quick.
Right. Well, and you're wanting
to
split this two ways?
The youngest one thinks she can't get up in the morning unless Mama tells her to, but...
Oh, no. That's she's got it. She is, like you said, she's Mama's girl.
Yep, always has been.
I see. Well, I mean, that's cool. You know what? In the past 12 months, have you used any tobacco?
No.
Okay. And in the past 2 years, have you had any heart problems?
The last 2 years? Okay, let me explain this. I don't know that
sure.
I have heart problems per se, but
yes.
a couple years ago I had a stroke, not a real
yes.
serious one, but a stroke nonetheless. And when I was in the hospital, they discovered that I needed bypass surgery, and they did a triple bypass operation. And
okay.
Since then, I see a cardiologist. I've always got, nitro and all that stuff. None of it does me good for anything because I don't have the kind of issues that it is there to protect me from. But I don't know whether I actually have a heart condition or not. Seems like I would ask, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, is it like, how long ago was it that you had that stroke?
Well, let's see. I believe it will be 3 years in September.
Okay.
But I also
have
a little bit of trouble with the remembering exactly when things happened. And
right. That's okay. That's okay. Are you still taking, like, medication for that kind of stuff, like any kind of blood thinners?
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. And let's see. What about in the past 2 years, have you had any cancer?
No.
Okay. And what about diabetes?
Not me.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, based on the information you just told me, what I can provide you with is an amazing benefit that I like to call our no-loss plan. And what this is if you were to pass away for the very first year of taking out this plan, we will return all of your premiums to your daughters plus 10% interest. And if you were to die in the second year of taking out this plan, we'll return all of your premiums plus 20% interest. And after that initial 24-month period is over, starting on the very first day of the third year, if something happened to you, your full benefit's going to be paid out. And also, if at any time during those first 2 years you were to pass away due to an accident, your full plan's going to pay out regardless, plus that accidental coverage. So does all that make sense?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, let me ask you. If you had to put this on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being that you love this plane and you needed it last month, and 1 being that you wouldn't take this thing, even if it was free, and where would you say we fall right now?
Oh, you're a 7 or 8 right now.
About a 7 or 8. Gotcha. What would you say it would take to get us to a 10 today?
Well, talk money to me, my part of money, and we can discuss that.
Right, absolutely. And I know you said you were looking for something affordable. Now, just to clarify, were you looking for something to cover a burial or a cremation?
Cremation.
Gotcha. Okay, fantastic. All right. Well, I do have a few options worked up for you here. And just so you know, we can go a little higher or lower in coverage, whatever you want to do. But they all come with the same benefits that we talked about. So that's that up to $160,000 in accidental coverage and our family support services who are going to help your daughters out. And also, the fact that we pay out within 24 hours. So the first option I have for you is our bronze plan. And it offers $4,000 in coverage. And on that one, you'd be looking at a monthly premium of just $48.60. And then there's our silver plan, which offers $5,000 in coverage. And on that one, you'd be looking at a monthly premium of just $58. And then there's our gold plan, which offers $6,000 in coverage. And on that one, you'd be looking at a monthly premium of only $67.40. So, Peggy, if you were to die today, which one of these plans would you want to leave behind for Jennifer and Rebecca?
Well, I would prefer the $6,000. Don't know that
yes,
it's
ma'am.
Possible, but that is still what I would like to do.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, how come when you say you don't know if it's possible, what do you mean?
Well, that's a lot of money.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. Is the $6,000 something that you'd want to go ahead and do, or would you like to look at a starter plan with the option of upgrading at any time?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I'll tell you what we'll do then. We'll put you in that 4,000 for $4,860. And then when you're ready to upgrade, all you got to do is call me. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, well, then all I need from you is just a little more information. So what's your middle initial?
K.
Okay, so that's Peggy K. Pickering.
Yeah.
And we're doing the, I got you. We're doing the 4,000 for $4,860. And let me see here. Let me fill this in real quick. Now, I got your phone number as 636-797-8031. And your address is, well, I don't have your, I've shown that you're in Missouri, but I don't have your address.
It's 193 Hunters Ridge Drive, apartment 103, Hillsboro, Missouri.
So that's apartment 103 in Hillsboro, Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And what's your zip code there?
63050.
63050. Gotcha. All right. And what's your date of birth?
December 1st,
1959. Gotcha. And so we'd be splitting this two ways between your daughters. So that's Jennifer. What's Jennifer's last name?
Well, it would actually go to Rebecca, and then she'd be stuck with that.
Ah, I see. So Rebecca would be the one to decide how it goes down. Okay.
Yep. So
what's Rebecca's middle name? Or last name, excuse me.
Last name is Pickering, still.
Pickering. Gotcha. And do you have a good phone number for her?
I do. You just have to be patient for me.
That's fine. You take your time. And while you're doing that, would you like me to list Jennifer as the secondary beneficiary just in case something happened to Rebecca?
Yes.
Okay. And what's Jennifer's last name?
Jennifer's last name is Pinkley.
Pinkley. Okay. Well, she didn't go too far from Pickering. She kind
nope.
of stayed in that same area.
Okay, Rebecca's number. Are you ready?
I am.
636-232-5625.
5625. I got you. All right. And now, what's your social?
My social is, and yes, gotcha. That really is my social security number.
That's fine. I believe you. It looks real enough to me. And you know what else? Okay, we're setting this up for a monthly draft. What day of the month would you like this drafted out of your account?
That will be on the 4th.
The 4th of each month. And were you wanting to go ahead and get this started today?
Could we wait till the 1st next month?
Absolutely. So we're going to set it up for September 1st, 2021. And then the recurring drafts will be on the 4th of each month. So now all I need from you is your payment information. And for your protection, we usually draft this out of a checking account just so that way, you know, nobody can hack it. And that way if something happened to your card and you forgot to call in, then, you know, there would be no lapse in payments and then your policy would remain in force.
Well, I don't have a checking account.
Well, we can still pull it off a card then.
Okay.
Is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
I believe it's a MasterCard.
Okay.